Hermann Göring was widely understood to be Hitler's chosen successor. Gustav Gilbert, a German-speaking intelligence officer and psychologist, was granted free access to all the prisoners held in Nuremberg jail. Gilbert published these conversations in the book Nuremberg Diary. Gilbert recorded this interview with Göring in April 1946 during an Easter recess of the trials. We got around to the subject of war again, and I said, contrary to his attitude, I did not think the common people are very thankful for leaders who bring them war and destruction. Why, of course. The people don't want war. Göring shrugged. Why would some poor schlob on a farm want to risk his life in a war, when the best he can get out of it is to come back to his farm in one piece? Naturally, the common people don't want war. Neither in Russia, nor England, nor in America, nor for that matter in Deutschland. That is understood. But after all, it is the leaders of the country who determine the policy. It is always a simple matter to drag the people along, whether it is a democracy, or a fascist dictatorship, or a parliament, or a communist dictatorship. There is one difference, I pointed out. In a democracy, the people have some say in the matter through their elected representatives, and then in the United States, only Congress can declare wars. Oh, that is all well and good. But voice or no voice, the people can always be brought to the bidding of the leaders. That is easy. All you have to do is tell them they are being attacked and denounce the pacifists for lack of patriotism and exposing the country to danger. It works the same way in any